Hi guys! Okay, so it's my birthday today, April 17th, and I figured that I wanted to give you guys a gift, okay? So, you know, February 24th, I had my very first stand-up show, You Should All Learn How to Swim, and we recorded it, we filmed it, and so we decided to put it out. So if you're listening to this on the DSPs, you know, you're going to get the audio experience. If you want to get the visual experience, check out our YouTube page over there at Sincerely Accra. And you can watch this stand up and enjoy it visually, or you can just, you know, listen to this audio. But I'm very grateful for every single person that bought a ticket, that pulled up. Quick shout out to DJ K-Mans, Caleb Ochi, you know, took the pictures, Cozy Poles for performing, Thika, Vion Water, GCR, and of course, Kwame Asante Ofori for helping me throughout my set, and all of my friends that, you know, helped me with my dry run. I'm very, very, very grateful. Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to be working on another one. I don't know. But like I said, if you enjoy this, if you enjoy it very well, please talk to people who have money and tell them to come invest in me so I can do another one. Okay. I hope you enjoyed. And please, please leave a comment on our YouTube. And, you know, hashtag YSALS, You Should All Learn How to Swim. Please, I want to see feedback. I want to see your thoughts and your opinions. So please, please, please flood the socials with the hashtag and let us know. Okay, I'm going to leave you now to enjoy this very special stand-up that I've been putting together since last year. Love you so much and catch you on the next episode. Bye. Mama! Okay, it's a beautiful crowd. You guys actually look really good. Yeah. Which baffles me because, like, you don't look like the problems you tweet about. Like, the packaging tonight is on point. Look at Wendy looking so... Come on, goddess! Ooh. Oh, wait. Okay. I saw some people in the back. They actually look like their problems. Do you owe quick loan? Can we send you mobile money willy-nilly? Will it get to your pocket? Anyway, welcome, guys, to my very first stand-up. You can see I'm like, going to look. I'm not going to fidget. This is going to make me fidget. Welcome to my very first stand-up comedy special. I mean, like, adulthood is flopping harder than all the songs D-Crime released after Kill Me Shy. I'm here trying to do this. Come on. Yeah. It's the economy, baby. Something has to give. I want to just get right into it and say that, listen, we are all allowed to complain about adulthood, okay? Adulthood is not one of those things where you guys would be like, it's okay, chill. Can we, like, it's not like one of those boys versus girls conversations on Twitter. You can complain about adulthood because it sucks. It didn't come how it was advertised, you know? Let me give you this analogy. Think about it like this. Imagine you're like a youngin' and all you've had to use, you know, the toilet papers that you use is Rose. You guys remember Rose? That shit was so hard, they used to put water on it and it would still dry up fast and be harder than ever. Resilient. All you get to use is Rose toilet paper. And your cousin who is like 21 is like, girl, wait till you become an adult. I'm going to introduce you to 3-ply toilet paper. Soft, supple, and good for your tush. So you're excited, right? Oh my God, I can't wait to be 18 so I can get 3-ply toilet paper. Good for the tush. And then you're finally 18 and you are feeling big. You have disposable income. So you're buying 12 dozen of 12. That is what, 144 tea rolls, right? Yeah, okay, great. You take it, you're going to use it. The first time you use it, oh my God, the center does not hold. Your finger pokes right through and hello! Free fingering at 6 a.m. when you're trying to go to work. No lube, no, like nothing. And then someone is like, don't complain about that. Do you know the friction? It's like putting Gary inside chocolate. You are allowed to complain about that shit forever, man. Complain away. Yeah. This is the great time to say, if you came to the show and like you are very taken aback by profanity, I'm sorry. Titty, fuck, suck, I'm gonna say all of it, so let's just get into it, okay? Yeah. Are you entertained? Okay. The intro is doing well. Yeah, they're eating it up. Make some noise for me. Yeah. I've been doing this podcast for 7 years. And yeah, thank you. This year, 7 years. Imagine. And I don't think I really do talk much about myself because I'm always answering listener letters or interviewing people. And I was sitting down one time and I was like, bitch, your life is just legendary. You need to tell these people. You know, I feel like I glamorize my life quite a lot. If I'm sitting in the back of a Uber and like it's raining and a song comes on, I will look outside the window and imagine that there are 3 cameras and I will perform. Listen, Delulu is the what? Oh yes, my people are here. Bitch, if you're not Delulu your life, you always be complaining. Can you imagine? There's this girl in the office. She gave birth last year. This year she has given birth again. They say we should do contribution. Meanwhile, you have to decide whether you are buying the bundle for your Wi-Fi at home or the bundle for your phone. Because the canaya then and so. Your mother wants you to go and pick something from somewhere. That same day, your 6 week talking stage, you have told them that we are going to the beach, we are going to do this and this and this. Now you have to go and tell the person that, oh, like. And then she went to her friend that he's not even serious. Can you imagine? Something that we have been planning for weeks. Just came and said, your mother, why? Are you the only child? Shit, let me tell you. It's a lot. But anyway, I have, I have 9 siblings, right? Oh, yes. 1 from my mother's side, and then 8 from my dad's side. Wow. Yeah. Listen. When I was in primary school, I realized very quickly that I was part of the Stir Fry Association. You know what the Stir Fry Association is? People that have siblings outside of the marriage that they know. So, you know, your father has gone to bow away. Yeah. Oh, a lot of us. Some of us. I'm fully the product of wedlock. Okay. The coitus that was had to have me was not sealed by any holy matrimony. Listen. I get a lot of my humor from my dad. My dad is funny. My dad is a troll. Okay, we grew up with a troll in the house. Let me tell you. My sister, you know there was this era in Ghana where when you're a girl, you're going to do your hair, you take a reference picture. Patron, I mean Nicki Minaj, maybe Nicki Minaj. You guys remember? So, this bitch, we were watching Russian Roulette, the video, Rihanna, right? And you remember she had like this pixie cat, one way like this, swirl to the side. This bitch was like, when am I next hairstyle? And I said, where? Because at that time we had our money was not plenty. So she used to do her hair at a kiosk on the junction. And I'm like, can we like scale it back? You know what I mean? She went to do this hairstyle. She came home. I saw it. I knew it was horrible. But you know, I didn't say anything. My dad came home and then he's like, hey, mommy, I didn't mean that, Sayana. I don't know about Kupena. This man trolled her for like 2 days back to back. That's my dad, I'm telling you. So I know I get it from there. You guys saw the tweet when I was telling you I have a little brother that's called Joseph Inti. Yeah. The man said, oh, I forgot. And I mean, I can give him that because at home they don't call me Joseph. And it wasn't up until Ashesi that people call me Joseph. Is anybody from St. Bernard's here? We used to read Harry Potter together. It was me, you, Theresa Quincy Pepperfield, and we used to rotate the book amongst us. 2 days each, remember? All 7 books, that's how we did it. Expecto Patronum, girl! Yes! Oh my God! Shout out to Bosan 2007. Woo! Oh, I'm so excited. What was I talking about? Yeah. So in school, they used to call me Amuinti, right? Everybody, I go to a church and all of a sudden, Joseph, I had to do a double take a couple of times because like, nobody calls me that. There are like 5 Josephs in my family. 4 of them are deceased and they were all related. So I feel like my dad thinks it's okay to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the funny thing is, my little brother, the one that's called Joseph, he talks so much, they call him Big Joe. That's his house name. And this was even before like, you started calling me Big Joe. So I'm just like, oh, somebody's like, who calls him Big Joe? Girl, some do. Yeah, my mom, I get my work ethic from my mother. You know, she's like a go-getter, high achiever, very competitive. No, she's a gay girl. Yeah, class of 81. So, you know, everybody's like, hey, Joseph, how do you do all of these things? I don't know, I'm doing it. This is all I know how to do much, because, you know, that woman was always moving. Like, I'll be watching cartoons. Why are you going? Oh, I'm taking a course. I'm like, why? You already have a job. Hey, you have to learn. I'm like, why? So now I'm a restless soul. I'm sitting down. I'm like, you know what? We're on a break. Instead of resting before the podcast comes back, Kwame, I want to do a stand-up comedy show. Yeah. That's why I'm like this. But one of the things I also realized that my mom was actually very influential in me getting into pop culture. Because now that I think about it, like, she was in her 30s. Like, we're in our 30s. We still, you know, make me swear. We know all of the cool stuff, right? Because I used to watch everything with my mother. Oh, my God. Miss Ghana, when it was still good. When Shirley from Pop Master was in charge of Miss Ghana. That was the best time. Like, come on. And then we switched to Miss Malaika. That one was good for a while, you know. We watched Mentor together, Stars of the Future, literally everything, including Big Brother from the very beginning. Do you guys remember the first Big Brother Africa? Yes. Sammy B. Yes. Nigga broke his leg and had to be brought home. Yes. And then the next most prominent one was Mimi Divalish. Do you guys remember Mimi Divalish? Yes. Leave me alone. My favorite part of that song, pop your collar, let me see your pop your collar. That's my favorite part. I'm like, why is this guy talking like this? Yeah, and then I think, who was that? Oh, Easy went to Big Brother and was boring. Yeah, Mildred. I was very surprised by her behavior. Yeah, no. Okay, cut it out. Before I forget my set, listen, this is rehearsed, I beg. This was not part, now I'm lost. What was I saying? Big Brother, yeah. So last year, my mother was supporting Elebaye, and I was supporting Doying. So we were fighting all the time because my mother supported everything she did, and I supported everything Doying did. And that's how, like, literally, when people are like, oh, you watch Big Brother, I don't know about you, but it's a bonding process for me and my mother. As soon as it is announced, we start to speculate who is going to go home, who is going to get a strike, who's, like, that's how we are. And it's really good. Yeah. So I'm going to segue quickly into my primary school life. I had three main ops. Oh yes, this is a whole walkthrough. This is where we're going to talk about St. Benedict's. I had three main ops in primary school. Child, let me tell you, I was really good with the pop culture. Like, I remember Irene and Jean's first song. Boy, you look like you're dancing a little too close to me. And the way that you move with your eyes on me make me never want to leave. Yeah. But you know what I just could not get in my head? Mathematics. Bitch, I was that kid that, like, if I can't answer a math problem, I will be crying. Because I'm like, I am a failure. Why can I not get it? I was doing well in everything else. No, wait. French. Besides French. Girl! Conjugation of ether. Fuck that. Why must... Oh my God, French was too much for me. It was a lot. But mathematics was my op. It used to really baffle me, right? They used to teach us as if we're going to live in a stone age. Can you think about, like, logarithms? How many of you have used the fact that you know what log 10 raised to the power 1 in the last 2 years? I just want to know who. You. What do you do for work? Child. Log, like, it was so annoying. Isosceles triangle, obtuse angle. What are we using that for? All you gotta do is, hey Siri, what is log 10 raised to the power 1? Thank you. Like, I really hated math. It put me through a lot of turmoil. And it always made me question myself because, like I said, I was doing one of most things, but you know, and my mother was the kind of person that, hey, you can't be like third in class in a subject. And she's like, so why were you not first? Like, because the two people are smarter than me. Sorry. You know, yeah, that was my first op. My second op in primary school, steady teachers never come on time. Wait, oh, that sounds bad. No. I mean, they don't arrive when they're supposed to. Oh. Okay, sorry. Wait, let me just scale it back. Here's the thing, right? One of my steady teachers used to come between 4 and 5. Oh my God! Let it go, guys. He used to arrive at my house between 3 and 5. And that's when Cartoon Network shows the best shit. Like Ed, Ed and Eddie in Dexter's Laboratory. Like it used to show at that time. So why are you coming at that time? Because here's the thing about me, right? I wanted to be at the helm of affairs. When I go to school the next day and we are on the playground and we are talking about what we watch on TV, I want to be the one narrating. I don't want to be the one that's standing and be like, eh, and then what's happened? No! I want to add my ooh, my la, and my la-la-las. I want to make sure it's, if we're right, every time when I was telling you stories, weren't you entertained? Girl! So I hated it. And then there was another studies teacher who used to come around 6. And you know why I hated it? Because that's when Sunset Beach was showing on TV3. This nigga's like, story problem, blah, blah, blah. And the whole time I'm just like, what is this? If Amanda has a brother who is 2 times older than her, how old will he be when she's 16? Say, I'm just trying to find out, did Ben's twin brother make it? Did he kill Meg? Did they survive the earthquake? Like Sunset Beach is playing, can I go? What the fuck, like all these questions. Hey Siri, if Amanda is, that's all we need to do today. That's all we need. They had no foresight. They really did. They really thought we were going to end at the calculator. We have AI now. Scary, but we do. Yeah. Oh no. Studies teachers were ops. My last set of ops in primary school were motherfucking class prefects. I hate a class prefect ass bitch. Someone that takes their job so serious. I hate a, like, let me tell you something. Class prefectship is the bottom tier of student politics. Much less class prefect in primary school. No one found a World Cup. Girl, you are volunteering for nothing. You can't put that on any CV anywhere. The class, people are talking, I'm writing names of talkers. Bitch, fuck you. If you watch TV like I do, you would have something to talk about. I hated it so much. Like, you know, I get it, you know. When I was in primary school, my like favorite sound is like a low hum in the middle, you know, people are talking, but not too much. You know, like like that, right? But there were always unruly people. And then like, before you realize, the teacher has entered the class and they want to be creative with their punishments. Let me tell you what I hate. And put your head on the table kind of lashes. My God, my God. Let me tell you, you cannot, you know, when you're in primary school, the whole thing about like keeping composure when you are getting lashed, it was big because it shows that you were a G, right? Like, you know, but you cannot keep your composure when the, hey! Bitch, the spine, I hated it so much. And here's the thing, right? I was always going to talk in class. I was going to end up on the, you know, names of talkative. Sometimes it was like, how soon will I be on the names of talkative so I can talk? Because if you have written my name on the names of talkatives, should I keep quiet? I'm going to talk, and that's perfectly fine. But why, hating ass bitch, will you now add DP, TP, bitch? You are hating ass. I wonder where they are right now. Why you are giving the teachers a chance to get more creative? Oh, TP, so you were the one making the most noise. Like, oh man, class prefects really did a number on me. Oh, somebody said we are. So who was a class prefect here? Were you always writing names of Socrates willy-nilly? But you like talking. Sally, I know you. Ha. Moving right along. Okay, so before I went into high school, I used to draw quite a lot, guys. I used to draw. I had like a green file. You know the ones that have the rings? And then you put a perforated paper on it. Like you stack it up. Yeah. You know, my mom's retired now, so I can tell you she used to bring A4 sheets from the office. I put it in there. They can't fire her. And I used to draw because I was really into fashion. Marie Claire, Elle, Vogue. I even used to read the UK one, Hello. Yes, the very first issue of Hello that I read, it had Jordan on it. Do you know Jordan? The big titty bitch? Yes, girl. Fully pumped. I'm telling you, chest to chin. And it was her wedding spread. And her dress was being held together by those boobs, girl. Jordan, yes.
Oh wait, I do be reading about the British people too. Yeah. Yeah. Very that. So I used to draw quite a lot. So we're going to high school. My dad's like, what do you want to do? I said, I think I'm going to do visual arts. I told you my dad's a troll, right? He said, hey, who was on painting signboard? Let me pull. When we be in boutique, I know I paint signboard. He was joking, but like that shit took me to bed. And I was just up all night. And ladies and gentlemen, capitalism won. The next day I said I'll do general arts. Because I just didn't, we had MKOGH, PKOGH. But I just felt like it was given signboard. So I decided to, you know. And that brings me to high school, right? I didn't say anything scandalous about Bernadette, did I? Yeah, shout out to Mrs. Kato. Fiercest headmistress ever. My God, in a red opel. They still use that opel, I've seen it around the Osman. Yeah. It's Miss Kate. I'm sure she made sure that driver drives slowly. Not a single shock will be pushed out of place. I'm not surprised. Okay. So I went to Akosombo International School, not American International School. Akosombo. So, I mean, I don't know what it is. I think it's the branding and packaging. Because every time I'm like, I went to AIS, I'm like, oh, American International School? Like, no. Why would you think that? Oh my. Yeah, so I went to AIS, and AIS was quite interesting to me. I think I realized that I didn't have television, radio, and all of those things. So I wanted to preoccupy my time. So one bitch, I was an athlete. I used to run 200 meters, 4x100, 1,500. Yeah, I did long distance, girl. I can go long time. And then I was third best high jumper in the school at a point, like just for like 1 year, one team. That was that. And then volleyball, I was on the volleyball team. And then I was a my good friend from high school, Nikki. Oh my God. So you know, in one of the perks of going to AIS is that you get to go to these like international school stuff, ISACs, like the sports events, right? And that's where the proper DBs are, right? And Nikki and I were very ambitious, you know, socialites. So like Nikki was like, girl, you know, we need to be on these things. Like we need to go so we can mingle and meet people. So we tried out for the swim team. Yeah. So basically you're supposed to swim from one end to the other and they're timing you right. And look, she's like, do you know how to swim? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, do you know how to swim? She's like, yeah. But what we didn't tell each other is that we don't know how to swim competitively. Like, we will not sink, but we won't get there on the time that you want us to get there. Like, so I'm in the water, I'm going. As soon as I touch, you know, the thing, I come out. I'm like, someone is pulling up next to me. Who is this? Nikki. She's like, mommy, in la wawa. Meaning they're not gonna pick us because we were the last. But fortunately for us, right, they needed a minimum number of people on the team. And the people that tried out, no, including us, we meet. So we're reserved. So every time when we are going for like trips, we tell people, oh my God, we have to train, we're going to train. But we know when we go, we're just gonna walk around. Like Nico go and talk to the people that she knows, I'll talk to the people that I know. Like, yeah, I was on the swimming team. and then I was a house prefect. Yeah, I was a house prefect. And then, what else? I was, oh my God. I was the drama club president, okay? I joined the drama club in first year. I became the president. And I remember there was a year since Mary's invited us to a drama festival in their school. Bitch, that was the first time I saw Nadia Bwari. What? The girl was wearing like this. And you know the time denim was in, short denim skirts pleated. She had a pink jacket on, floral top underneath, you know, her honey blonde hair cascading down. It was in the era of Beyonce, the president's daughter. She was very much on brand. And she came, she sat down, and then they were playing Sweet Dream by Beyonce. And she was sitting down, she was like, I'm in love. And I stand here till this day, and she hasn't embarrassed me. You don't read anything negative about Nadia Bwari ever. But that's also because she doesn't do interviews. We tried to get, can you imagine? We wanted to do a whole episode where we talk about Beyonce, the president's daughter, all of the movies and the songs. Love, so unfair. Oh, y'all remember? Uh-huh. My people, yeah. Yeah, but she doesn't do interviews. Anyway, so after that, I was like, okay, me too, I want to do a drama festival. And I did a drama festival. I was able to invite Lydia Forsen to the school because she was apparently in AIS and in the drama club. Like, I was always doing too much. Eh? And mind you, when I went to school, I decided to go and do e-math. Let me explain, okay? You know, how many of you went to mixed schools here? Okay, listen, in a mixed school, you have to have social currency. You have to be cool. If you're not considered cool, like, you know what I mean? And all the cool people were doing e-math. So I said, well, I'm gonna do e-math. Like, you know? And the bad thing about doing e-math was, I didn't know I was failing until I got the F. Bitch, I was copying every single, you know, story that he puts on there, the formulas. I knew everything. And I'll do homework and I'll pass. Because basically, if you give me a homework, I'll compare. And then, like, so then the midterm comes around. When the teacher was sharing it, he was like, honestly, it's only midterm. This is a great chance. If you think you don't want to do this course anymore, you can switch. You know? And I was sitting there, I was like, people didn't learn. People are filled, they have disappointed the teacher. Oh my God. This man gave me my, I had an F. And I went to history. Yeah, I went to history. I went to learn with the C class students. They were very edgy people, let me tell you. They were always getting in trouble. It was a fun class. Yeah, history with Mr. Grant. Yeah, what was I talking about? Yes. And then I also had French. You know the funny thing about picking French as an elective? I don't know what is wrong with me. All the things that I struggled to do in primary school, I went to AIS and decided to pick it as an elective. Like, I'm challenging myself. Why am I like that? So I found out that there were like 16 people in the class, right? Everybody that did French was like immaculate. They could speak the language, they could write it, they were very good. Except me and Jonathan. Like if I'm last, Jonathan will be last but one. And the marks will not be that far off. And so every time, they would the teacher would take, and our teacher spoke in French only. Can you imagine, Mrs. Vanderpoel, she comes to the class and speaks French from the beginning to the end. Imagine me! I don't know what, so they spend like the first 10 to 15 minutes teaching the class, then the rest of the time, the class is teaching Jonathan and I. Because she had an impeccable record where all her students were getting A's. And guess what, I got an A. Oh wait, I was as surprised as you are right now. I said, what? I remember when I went to orals, I had to just learn about my family. Mon père est, mon mère est. Oui, c'est ça, c'est vrai. Ooh, eh? Ma mère. What did I say? That's what I said. I said what I said. So, girl, nobody ever remembers that part. Yeah. Before I continue, I just want to say, those of you standing on the side, let me tell you something. You came for this show. Y'all be talking, interrupting my set. If I have to check you one more time, I will come there physically. Fake it till you make it, y'all. Yeah. I was doing all of this. Oh, and then I was in the choir. This is all high school. How many things have you counted so far? A lot. And I was struggling in three courses as well. And then I was in the choir. And unfortunately, or fortunately for me, because it was a good time, the time I joined the choir was the time the choir had just shot into stardom. The AIS, Akuzumi said, oh, don't give me that. Y'all remember this song? Use electricity wisely, save the Akosombo Dam, cut down energy consumption and pay the least of bills. Turn off your lights in the morning and after using water heaters, electric cookers all. Put off your radio and TV sets, we're leaving the house for school. Put off your radio and TV sets, we're leaving the house for work. Some of you were singing it. And I joined, the day I joined was the day they were shooting that video. So they didn't pick me, but like, I was like, oh no, but then girl, we were invited everywhere. Presidents, we went to state funerals. Oh my goodness. Some Professor Emeritus died at Akrofi Chrysala, and we went to sing. And look, I had a solo. And I saw, no, it's, and I had a new, no, as I saw a new heaven. God shall wipe away all tears from their, y'all know that? Bitch, I was up there singing over this casket. Oh, listen, we were always on the road, oh. Hey, AIS choir. In fact, my good Judy Nikki, again, you know, socialites, she finessed the way into tenor. And basically what we do is that when we have a trip, the part leader is supposed to decide who goes on the trip. Bitch, that is the week where I'm so important. Because all people, put me on the list. You know, I put my girl Nikki there. That means one good singer had to go because Nikki used to Nikki used to mime that shit. That was it, you know? And I was doing all of that, multitasking. So when people say, oh, how do you have a 9-to-5 and you're doing a podcast, and that, I've been doing this thing since I was in high school. Like, girl, the devil has no time for me. I'm barely idle. So how many of you know about the head prefect's situation in AIS that I lost? Okay, I'll rehash it. So here's the thing, right? When we went to AIS, first week, and then everybody was like, oh, this boy Kwame Opoku, he's going to be the head prefect. First week, nigga already had a job. People were saying it to him, seniors saw it, and it wasn't because his head was big, no. Like, they were like, he has the aura. So it was a thing, right? That Kwame Opoku is on the way, like, even our year group, nobody was ever doing, I want to vie for the position. Nobody was doing that. But the thing is that in my school, AIS, like when the prefects are leaving, they have to suggest new people that will like take over from them. And there was like, in my house, we had a boys prefect and a special duties prefect. No, that's what special duties, they do special duties. I don't know, girl. So they called me to their room and they said, Joseph, we have submitted your name for head prefectship. I said, oh, why? Did I offend you? Because let me tell you something. I was done with student politics when in class 5, as a cupboard monitor, my teacher accused me of negligence. I didn't stand for it. We exchanged words and I quit the job that day. So like this was like in head prefect. I'm like, why? But you know, I really like them. So I was like, okay, cool. So one time we go to the dining hall, we're literally eating. And then they're like, head prefect, the aspirant, stand up. I say, hey. They're like, you're gonna take turns and tell us why we should vote for you. I'm like, ah. And guess who is in house one? Me. Nobody could even go before me, so that I'll be like, okay, pointers. Long and short of the story, we went back to the dormitory and the two prefects called me. They said, why? Why you don't want to be a head prefect? I mean, that's when I have this thing where like sometimes I don't wanna, when people believe in me, I don't wanna disappoint them. So then I started like learning about diplomacy. Like honestly, Mr. Chairman, accurate timekeeper, I'm always happy to stand on existing protocol. If you put me on any panel, don't make me the first person to speak. I will pass the mic to the person on my right. Yeah, but I learned that. And I think, you know, the public speaking thing started over there because we used to go from class to class and campaign. And in my class, I had no less than 8 friends. Wait, are there AIS people here? Are there AIS people here? Put your hands up if you're from AIS and you're in my class. Who is that? Baba? Hey. Yo, I'm blind up in itch. Oh, Karen, but you were not in my class. Okay, none of them are here. Ooh, I can see everybody. Oh. Much better, wow. Oh, I know all of you. Shout out to Fika, yeah. They sponsored your girl. But like, well, why is this in your girl? Let me tell you something. I'm run by 16 bad bitches. It's a fact. The one talking to you right now is called Shanene. My corporate buddy is called Nukunu. When I was in high school, there were these twin sisters, Nukunu and Nunana. Oh, I loved calling them. Nukunu, Nunana, where are you going? And then sometimes we get really edgy. We're like, Nuku, Nuna. Such a great time in school. I don't know if you can notice. But anyway, yeah, Kwame Opoku was a given, right? And then there was like We had 8 houses, so one person from each house. 4 boys' house, 4 girls' house, and all of the other niggas were more popular than me. Like, that's the premise. So my thing is, if you are my friend, you know that Kwame Apoku is going to win this thing. If you give me your votes, it won't change the scale because the whole school is voting for Kwame Apoku. Why must I sit in my class? We do election in my class that I have no less than 8 friends. They are counting it. Everybody, when it got to me, it says, Joseph, 1. And I voted for myself. That's it. I just felt like if you people are giving me like the 9 votes, it will be decent. And that's what happened with that. And then let's move on right on to, you know, Ashesi University, my dear. That school, the first year going to Ashesi, I was really shocked, pleasantly, by the way. Because you're in a class, let me tell you something. This was my favorite class. It was called Text and Meaning. Our first class, we're literally sitting in the class. I couldn't tell how old he was. And he walks in. He says, hi guys, my name is Kobina Graham. I'm a DJ and Electra. And I said, what in the entire fuck? Up until then, I was only aware you can be one thing. What do you want to be? A pilot? A DJ and like the blasphemy? But I said, okay, let's see. And in our first class, he played No Church in the Wild by Jay-Z, Kanye and Frank Ocean. Literally, there was a point where every single person in my year group knew how to sing that song word for word. Because what text and meaning is that you assess different forms of text, and music is text. I'm educating you. So he had the lyrics out, and we had to go over the lyrics and learn, and then like everybody would debate what they think it means and what it stands for. Like, can you imagine doing this every week? Hey, I'm a pointer, no? Like, hey, there were some really, really smart girls in my class. They went to Gehe, and the way they would talk, I actually think that is not right. No, let's not conflate the two. Conflates, where we? Let's not conflate. I'm like, girl, there's an easier way to say that. No, but I really enjoyed it. And much of my public speaking came from there because, hey, what's going on? You know what it is? My sponsor is Vion. They are pressing the button. Drink the water. It's the second time I almost choked on air. But anyway, yeah, what was I talking about? School, yes, Ashesi University, public speaking, because every term you have to do like a presentation and you're always talking. So this one becomes normal. You see, I'm not shaking.
The mic is on.
No bars. Yeah. And over there, I decided to go and do another like picture. So there's a thing called JEC, that's the Judicial Electoral Committee. It's like the student body that is like parliament, or I say people, am I right? I don't know how to say it, but listen, the head of the JEC sits on the disciplinary committee. So if you go to the disciplinary committee, like I will be there. And that's what I wanted to do. And when I was doing it, my campaign, how many of you remember that Obama Hope campaign? Pull out your phones, just Google Obama Hope campaign. I think it was 2008. It was this distorted image of Obama, but it was like multicolors, right? I was like, I want to do something like that, right? So that was mine, and it says Joseph JEC president. You know, I'm just always like doing a lot, you know, like I just felt like a plain picture is just boring, you know, step out of the comfort zone, you know. I was at the cafeteria one time, my poster was up on the wall, and 2 girls come, Joseph JEC. Do you know him? And then she's like, who? This one, Joseph. No, who is he? I don't know. Girl, I was standing right there, right next to this poster. That's when I knew I was going to lose the election. That's when I knew, and I lost. Again. Always lost in. But you know, the thing I have also taken out of that is that I don't put a lot of energy into things I'm nominated for. Oh, ciao. Okay, we're back. Every time the podcast gets nominated for something, right, I'll be like, hey, and then that's it. I don't even think about the possibility. No, because, you know, it's a lot of work. You're, like, broadcasting to all your old school platforms and people that you don't even want to, like, talk to are now asking you silly questions like, what is this? It's a link. Click it and open it and see. You know, sometimes you get so desperate, you go to your dusty old Facebook account. You know, that's where your mother and your mother's friends, and they are retired. They want to feel, you know, a part of something. Oh,
yeah, but she be mommy.
Like, you're doing all of that and then you lose. No, I'd rather not do anything so that I can say I didn't promote. I hate it when they nominate us. But anyway, I mean, I guess it means something. In Ashesi, I got the chance to intern at VAS at One in the production department. This is like, I was like 20, and I was working with Jocelyn on the One Show. I was working with Kokui and Patrice on the morning show. I was around when Amaki Abubese was filming A Day in the Life. You know, I was in VAS at for like 3 months. It was good. And I learned a lot about celebrity life, culture, and then actually what it takes to produce a show. So you guys can see where some of my stuff comes from, right? It's not like I'm just multi-talented, I learned it as well. And then I had a boss, Benny Bonsu. She had a radio show, XFM. And so we used to live in the same neighborhood, and she would give me a lift when, like, you know, she's going home. And one time she's like, oh, Joseph, Brian, call me radio show. And I said, radio? Of course. So I went. And I used to go every time. And one time her assistant was sick and couldn't come. And she said, Joseph, and then when I will be reading social media comments, I will read you on the show. I said, really? Bad. And that's when it started. Gladys Ofori from Tema wants to know, is it okay to slap her husband? Jiggy Ziggy Wiggy from Newtown wants to know, are you single? That's where the radio voice started. Because I was doing this every night, weekdays. It was such a cool gig, no pay. Yeah. And then I remember I also like, and I was such a like go-getter, I was always like applying for things that I wanted. So I applied for this job because I really wanted to get experience in like, you know, I don't want to, I'll out the company. But I applied for the job, they picked me, they gave me a letter, right? So I show up on the day I'm supposed to show up. And they're like, sorry, who are you? I'm like, I've got the job, here's the letter. Oh, who did you talk to? I mentioned the person's name. Oh, sorry, she's gone to America to give birth. She didn't tell us. I'm like, okay, so this is what corporate Ghana is gonna give? No, I'm gonna have to do something else. You know what I mean? That's when I started doing picture. I started doing documentaries. I did two documentaries, one on Odunsi, because Odunsi was in Ashesi, you know, the 2 EP, and then Bishop, Kwame, private chef. I met one time, you know, Otiba. I met him there and he had taken over the kitchen. Girl, and I ate his food. I was like, ooh. And at the time I used to shadow write for a newspaper. So, you know, sometimes when you read a newspaper, it's written by this person. The name is there, but that's not the person that wrote it. I was doing something like that for somebody. And I was supposed to write about entrepreneurs. So I wrote about him and I was like, oh, nah, this story is really great. And we did another documentary, you know. And then somewhere along the line, Backchat Landing came on and then I came up with Off the Top. Yes. Yeah. Shout out to Kwame and Denzel, 2017. They were also my biggest headache on set. Let me tell you, they never came to set on time. Call time was always 9 a.m. in the morning. Denzel and Kwame will be out till morning. So they will come. Let me tell you something, it's always a trade-off. If you want them to come straight from the club, they will come early. In fact, they'll come around 7, but they will sleep. And you can't wake them up until it's like 1 p.m. And then when they wake up, guess what? Oh, I have to put my makeup on. Always delaying us. Yeah, but Off the Top was fun. I think I also, what I would say I learned from that was project management, marketing, and promotion. Because, you know, we used to do all of those fun promo videos. My favorite one when we did the white and denim with the balloons. You remember? And Sewa had a blonde wig. Oh, that was my favorite one. It was so clean. And the next one is the one we did at the beach. Remember when each of you guys got your solo? We've done things. Oh my God, yeah. So I learned project management, marketing, all of that. You know what I mean? I got invited to a podcast on GCR, Free Your Mind. And I remember walking away from the whole situation and I was like, hey, I want to do something. You know, so Kwame Asante was my friend from eight. We met on BlackBerry Messenger. Because he used to have this blog where he used to write stories, and then he would post it and I'll read, and I'll be like, hey, wait, we are true. So we used to do like stuff. He did a documentary I helped him with. So I said, Kwame, let's start a podcast. Let me tell you, let's start it all. It's the future. And Kwame bought into the idea, and here we are. Right? Yeah, period. Poo. I'm so silly. Okay, hold on. Can you guys make some noise once I drink this water from Beyond? Don't stop until I'm done drinking. No. You like my outfit? My cousin made it. I'm gonna tag him on Instagram, okay? Order something, just one thing, each of you, okay? Support the family business. Thank you. He's not on Twitter. Why? I don't know. Girl, that question just threw me off. What was that talking about? After that. Anyway, I just move it right along. Okay, so here's the thing, right? The tides of life, yes, I'm in my dead to me bag. The tides of life will shock you. You know how we went to school, they taught us all of these things? It's like they're preparing you to swim in a particular direction. The currents will go this way, so swim this way. And then you get in the water and whoo! It's in the opposite direction. Bitch, now what am I gonna do? They only taught me how to butterfly like this. Like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? It's going to, and you know, before I even get to this part, I just wanna say, my message is not always for everybody. I fully understand. I come from a certain reality. There's certain people that can apply. Let me tell you, there are people in this life who are comfortable being a secretary for the rest of their lives. They don't have aspirations to do anything because they don't like big responsibility. They know that if they stay there and they're getting a salary and they have to manage the way they live, no big dreams, they are good until they retire, then they get pension. There are people like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there are people who are high achievers. You always want something. I'm talking to you. You always want something for yourself. But your down country is not helping you. You know what I mean? You're literally in the water of life and you're like, Fale kemiya, fale kemiya, fale kemiya, fale kemiya. Do you know that move? You guys know that move? I wake up every, you don't know? I wanna make you happy. I wanna make, oh, you guys don't know. Yeah. But the waters of life are going to really, you know, fuck you up. But if you are very serious about what it is that you want, you're very serious about getting to the end of the goal that you set yourself. And sometimes all it takes is trying. Child, we did this podcast for 5-6 years before we got money from Spotify. Dollars. Hello? And now I just regret it. Because the dollars are done. Yeah. But life's waters will shock you. They'll toss you around. But if you really, really care to reach your goal, you should all learn how to swim. Thank you very much. That's my set for real. Thank you. I want to take this part of the show to thank a few people. DJ Kermans, yeah. Who's going to play a set after this? And I don't leave, guys. I'm trying to talk to as many of you as I can. Take pictures with you. Let's interact for like 30 minutes before you leave, please. So that's DJ K-Menz. I want to give a shout out to Caleb Ochi, my personal photographer for the night. Yes. Yeah. And then also GCR, you know, led by Cyril. Joe with a, she's also called Joe with a, Joe, wave to them. Let them see you. Good. And of course, Dede, stand up. Dede was creative director, girl, look. I said, Dede, give me some streamers. Stand up. Right? And is Oreku here? Oreku and his team, Kofi. Okay, yeah, over there, they did all of this, like, lights and everything. And look, this is the first time I'm doing this. Like, I don't even know if comedy is even viable, but you people believed in me and said, yeah, we'll support you. Let's do it. You know what I mean? So I just want to thank all of you that work behind the scenes to let this show come together. And I also want to thank my friends, because I workshopped a different version of this to them, and it went well, and then I was able to do my... Listen, this is hard work. I've been writing these jokes since December. should I do another one?
Yes!
Will you come?
Yes!
Will you pay more?
Yes!
Okay, who's saying no? I just want to know who is saying no. Let's have a quick talk. Souza, girl. Yeah. But anyway, K-Menz, so I'm going to say a few things and say, and that's my show. I need you to play a song, right? So that it's very nice for the cameras. You know we have to produce the hell out of this shit. Joe, are you in, yeah. That's the close up, this one? Okay. Are you ready? It should be Beyonce, girl. Don't, you know. Yeah. What? No. No. Okay, so I'm gonna go into it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Great, okay. So anyway, guys, thank you so much. I know, I'm gonna talk through it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Great. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming. My name is Joseph Inti, and listen, since Yelio Cry is coming back very soon. If you love this and you enjoyed it, tell somebody about it, post about it, and tell people who have money about it. Thank you so much. And that is my show. You should all learn how to swim.
Don't stop, but we just started. Tell the DJ we are not smiling. Make it drop song, make it bust up, yeah. We go party all night, no go shut up. Tell the bounce up, we the bed for, yeah. If you no go drop sound, we no go left. So we no go left, so we no go come out for, yeah. So talk to the bouncer, hey, me and talk, yeah.
And you meet your body, make a craze. The way you start to do this cheeky body, I feel sick. And you me your body, make a craze. The way you start to do this jiggy body, make the boy they want to party all night long. Make the DJ no go stop.
Party, your body, no go daddy. Me party, your body, no go daddy. Party, your body, no go daddy.
I never heard enough about this lady, yo, yeah. They say she like this, they say you know I'm big, all the boys always fade, yo, yeah. And when I tell her, carry body come for me, she go the TT, body all on me. When I tell this, she go the tell this, she never try grief for me, what this. See, I signed it, you know, be every bro, where they feel my ways. All my life, I just the party songs, and me real and my face. See, as I did, you know, be every bro, where they feel my ways. See all my life, I just the party song, me babo fight, and me a talk. And you make your body make a craze. The way you start to do this cheeky body, I feel sick. And you me your body make a craze. The way you start to do this cheeky body, make the boy they want to party all night long. Baby DJ no go stop.
Party, body.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.